Hey, baby chickens, I just wanted to take a second to thank you for checking us out. We bring you this little podcast here absolutely free every week at travelingtights.podomatic.com. And now I just want to remind you, available for free download and subscription on iTunes. Search Traveling Tights on iTunes, click the download, and then click the subscribe button. Boom! Instant Traveling Tights. And as always, we need your help to spread the word. Tell a friend, a coworker, a loved one, or that guy at the sandwich shop with the shaky hands. You do that for us, and we'll keep doing this for you.
Welcome to the Traveling Tights.
Charge it, oh my goodness! Dalton Castle all the way to the floor.
Now, as much as I don't care for you, this person cares for you even less.
That fight is Dalton Castle.
Dead left. Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
This is the Traveling Tights.
Welcome, my baby chickens. I am your host, Dalton Castle. This is the Traveling Tights. And of course, we are sans Bobby Fish in the studio, but he will be making a presence later on in the episode. The formula of this show, a little unlike any Traveling Tights we've had in the past. I mean, generally, we'll come in, do a little intro thingy. Either Bobby and I will have a little discussion, and then we throw it to a small sit-down that I had on the road. Generally, it's me on the road with the recorder, no Bobby Fish. This time, we're going all Missy Elliott on it and flipping it and reversing it. A Fish and I both on the road, however, separate locations. He had the recorder, and he talked to some young blokes. Do I say blokes? I think I say that now. But that should make for some interesting audio. I was on the road as well. A good weekend doing a little traveling. This past Friday, hit up 2CW in Binghamton, and then on Saturday, outside Scranton, we were in Moosic, PA. And let me just start with Friday night. I love working for 2CW. It's a fantastic company. If you have not checked them out, I suspect big things sometime in the near future. They put on a great program whenever they run, and the fans, very passionate fans. If wrestling passion were people, these are Italians. Does that make any sense? These are the Italians of wrestling fans. And what I mean by that is they're all very short, hairy, and very, very greasy. Binghamton's very a fun room. I like performing in that. It's small, intimate, good setup, very loud, very fun. And then the next day, 2CW took their first trip into the Pennsylvania area, the town's called Moosic, and I've made the biggest regret of my entire life. Now, I've had some pretty big regrets in my day. Wearing the wrong attire to a very important meeting, that's up there. But that does not top the list with what happened to me on Saturday. After my match, I was not victorious, which I can be the bigger man and admit that somebody beat me. I'm not going to hold my head in shame because, you know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to work and I'm going to come at it and I'm going to do better the next time. But what I cannot change is that after my match, in an attempt to win over the audience and bond with the people of Moosic, PA, I got on the microphone and very shamefully said, "You have all been Moosic to my ears." And I don't know if you've heard 250 people, maybe a little less than that, in one room collectively groan, but that's what I heard. Something that made me and my friends in the car giggle all morning as we were hungover has made an entire wrestling crowd just go, ugh. It was the most shameful moment of possibly my whole life. I haven't felt this much shame since the day I discovered masturbation. Why was I feeling so much shame? It's just a pun, all right? Some might argue that puns are the lowest form of comedy, and I could not disagree more. If you look down on a pun, then you look down on brilliance, all right? Since the conception of Gene Shalit, puns have been the most powerful form of communication and humor. of all time. Try it. Try using a pun once in your life. It will set you free. Before the show, though, there was a little celebration as it was St. Patrick's Day the following Monday, but Saturday, like cities, they like to celebrate on the weekend. And Scranton, PA, which I learned, and you'll enjoy this little factoroony, second largest parade in all of the country. Second largest. We're number two, is what Scranton chants. And I don't know what constitutes that as a true thing or not, but that's just what the interwebs have told us and the natives of the Scranton, PA area. What a shit show it was, though. Just a sea of green mutants wandering around a city that looks like it had a nuclear bomb dropped on it. Scranton is kind of falling apart. It looks like it was booming one day. But then Lightning McQueen pulled up in his Hot Wheels car and said, "This place is dying." But it's not stopping them from drinking. They love to drink, and they love to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And while we were walking, it was Colin Delaney and myself, Nick Ando, some Dewey, and a little bit of Cheech in the mix. I grabbed one of the Scrantonites who was wobbling around. He seemed friendly, but I thought if I whip out my Vine real quick, perhaps I can get 6 seconds of a perfect representation of the people in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, PA. And this is actually what I came up with. I had no idea what he was going to do. This is some random guy. I said, "Hey, we're filming." And then he just tells me how it is on St. Patty's Day weekend. Wait, let's see if this button works here.
Okay, we're on.
Now, I don't often lick balls, but when I do...
There you go, Scranton, PA. That is how you're being represented. Oh, then the next day... No. Let's go back to Scranton. This was mind-boggling. One of the dudes we were with, wandering around the downtown, we went to a mall, and to get back to our car, we had to go down an escalator. Normal occurrence, right? It's the stairs that move for you. No reason to walk down these bad boys. It does the work for you. Turns out, this dude has never gone down an escalator. Now, I don't claim to be somebody who's done it all, seen the world, and has experienced everything you've got to offer like Anthony Bourdain, but I have gone down an escalator and I assumed any human who is mobile on their feet, even Oscar Pistorius, has gone down an escalator, and this dude freaked out. I thought he was faking. I thought it was fake, but I saw real fear in a grown man's eyes as he was at the top of an escalator, tapping it with his toe like he was getting into a cold swimming pool, just testing the waters with his tootsies and holding the railing and freaking out. It was similar to the scene in Elf where Will Ferrell checks out the escalator for the first time, but this was real life. This isn't some sort of comedian making a movie. This is an adult who's gone this long in his life avoiding such an easy task. And my mind was blown. So being a nice friend and a kind-hearted person, as I saw this happening, I ran back up the escalator, treated it like a vertical treadmill, whipped out my phone, and vined it. Because that magic needed to be captured. And I did just that. I'm basically the Anderson Cooper of escalator rides. I should be given some sort of award. And then the traveling continued. After the show, drove through the night. Me and the lady, Batista, we hopped on an airplane, did a little leisure travel, hit up Las Vegas. I got family out there. Got to see my family. Got to check out the sights, the casinos. I've been out there a couple times, but the lady, she has not. So I wanted to show her everything. Wanted to show her fake volcanoes, pirate shows. I knew there was lions in some hotel. I couldn't remember which one, but I walked in every single one searching for lions, and I found zero lions. I've never felt more defeated in my entire life than my trip to Las Vegas sans lions. I was so frustrated, I had to go visit my brother, and we had to hike over a mountain. I walked over a mountain, took care. I went to top of Pride Rock, and I said, "Give me some lions, Las Vegas." And when I got to the top of the mountain, you know what I found? Not lions, but a shit ton of shotgun shells and broken bottles. That's all. If you were thinking, what grows in the desert? Shotgun shells and broken glass everywhere. People in Las Vegas, they gamble. Sure, that's a thing. But they love their guns, and they love breaking the bottles their booze come in. So that's another little factoroony to chuck up on the I Know Now list. That was my week of travel and wrestling, and Bobby, on the other end, doing his own thing, was able to capture a little bit of audio at TGI Fridays on a Saturday. Bobby was a team player this week and decided to capture some audio for the show, and I took a quick listen to it to make sure the quality was okay, and it's a little tough to hear. He recorded on his cell phone, so if you find it hard to listen to, I'm not going to apologize because this podcast is free. You'll get through it. You'll enjoy it, but he's in good company. It's Bobby Fish, Matt Taven, I think Mark Sherman's there, Mike Bennett, the more attractive female version of Mike Bennett is there, and a couple other people. And then their waitress comes along, and she gets on the podcast and has a bit of a breakdown. So keep an ear open for the horrible human being that was bringing their food to them. And I know there's a couple other characters around the table. I don't remember who's there, but you enjoy it. Bobby, on the road by himself. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll get straight into the audio of, let's call it the fish tank.
I've been so lonely, girl. I've been so sad and down. Couldn't understand why haters joked around. I wanted to be free with other creatures like me, and now I got my wish. Cause I know that I'm a gay fish. Gay fish. Gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish. Gay fish. I'm a fish, yo. Going on a gay fish. It's alright, girl. Making love to other gay fish. Gay fish.
Okay, so we are in the presence of Angry Taven right now, usually reserved only for the airports, but Angry Taven has showed up unexpectedly at TGI Fridays. We have a table full of the boys.
With a Z.
And girls.
And a girl. No, you gotta wait for it. It's the anticipation. So, this is the first episode of the Traveling Tights sans Dalton Castle.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no Dalton Castle here unless he's under the table, which if anybody knows Dalton and it's a table full of guys, he might be under the table. So let's go around the table here and everyone can introduce themselves. Starting to my right, if you will. And please feel free to name yourself something off the menu if you decide.
Yeah. My name's the Sure Thing, Mark Sherman.
The Sure Thing is seated to my right, and to the right...
With a U, and don't you forget it.
To the to the right of the Sure Thing...
I am the one-man thrill ride, and Handsome is officially happening at TGI Friday.
The one-man thrill ride with the white watch.
Adidas, $9.
I like it, I like it. I'm digging it. And across from the thrill ride... Across from Space Mountain is...
The sizzling chicken and cheese.
The sizzling chicken and cheese.
Michael Bennett.
Otherwise known as Michael Bennett. Who, I think Michael... Does Michael Bennett have a podcast?
Something like that, yeah.
I think he does. I've heard that. What is his name? And to the right of Mr. Podcast is...
I am the maestro, Dan Alexander.
The maestro. And seated next to the maestro is...
Ted Arcidi.
Ted Arcidi. And seated on Ted Arcidi's lap is Angry Taven. And next to Ted Arcidi and Angry Taven is the beautiful, vivacious... That's a big
I know.
Word.
Thank you. You're Casey welcome. Ray.
All right. So we're here at Friday's after the Northeast Wrestling Show. And nothing's wrong. It's what's right.
Yes, introduce yourself.
Yeah, please introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Jen.
Okay, and
how are we?
Jen, our Friday's waitress, is also here.
Oh, are we on the phone?
We're live.
We were. I think we still are. I don't know. Well, the fact is, guys, because I'm too cheap to purchase the actual app, we've only got 10 minutes.
I was just crying in the bathroom.
Oh, no. Why? You want to go
home? Tell us the story. No, we need to know.
I just want to know.
What?
I've been here all day. No, it's not you. Sorry.
He's angry.
No. It's just I just forgot.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm a lot of fun, I promise.
I think I have
just I'm sorry, give me one.
Sure.
Oh, she's gone.
Our waitress was crying. Okay.
I'm fine, I promise.
Did you close out that last table? All right. Good.
No, I just, I'm good. I'm proud.
I'm good.
All right. I think if you.
I'm a good server, I promise you.
I think he knows what he wants.
Me?
All right. Do we
right? Didn't you want that? What,
or
did,
are we
I
like
thought you named
now?
Yourself after your.
Diet?
Oh, that's not what you want to eat.
Yourself?
It just happened to look good.
Can I do the Soko?
Angry Taven is
Soko Hurricane? Yeah, sure.
Whoa. Angry Taven is adding a little fuel to the fire. Good God.
Orange. Coors Light. Sorry.
Or orange. Can I have an orange?
Yeah, do you want a lime or a lemon?
What do you want to drink? Orange?
I'll take a clementine.
Adam's cold snap. Wow. The last cold snap keg actually kicked about 3 hours ago.
And I'll tell you what, from experience, I know that the Sam Adams cold snap keg is expensive. It's $160.
We can hold each other. It'll be great.
Yes. Crazy.
That's expensive.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I was going to say, we do have Rebel IPA. Have you tried the Sam's new IPA? It's happy.
I'll tell you. You know who's tried the IPA is Dalton Castle, and he loves it. Loves it. There you go. Yep, that one's for Dalton. Doing that one for Dalton.
Do you want
to?
Do you want to do a 14 or a 22 ounce?
Whoa!
Wow.
You don't.
Are you overcompensating? It's okay.
Oh.
Like a big truck.
Touche! Touche, right?
Take it off.
Jen, was it? It was Jen, right? Jen the waitress?
I'm not trying to just give you a hard time. I really do like skinny guys, though. Like,
oh. Wow.
Eating Cocoa Puffs out of their sunken
chest. Oh, man.
This is my boyfriend. He's skin and bones. Like, legit.
Let's see.
I'm sure he appreciates you calling him that.
He's so scrawny. Yeah, he's so scrawny. No, like... I mean, I'm impressed. Like, kudos to you. Like... But I'm all set.
Nice, wow.
This is every woman in the world. No reason to be mean.
She's like Beyonce to me right now. She's the queen. She's just Beyonce.
That's why I lift weights, because of women like you.
Oh, okay, perfect.
You're getting your food straight.
Wow.
Yeah. You're going to get extra hair, too.
Oh. Maybe care.
Well, is there any other kind of hair back there?
I have so many times and we never had it. How does this happen?
Really? Yeah. Well, I'm usually crying in the bathroom.
Nice. You sound like Dalton Castle cries in the bathroom.
Well, yeah, do you want 14 or 22?
22.
Sure.
I think when I take this home, Dalton Castle will go cry in the bathroom for a while.
So called hurricane. Oh,
I can't use this.
She kicking me while I was down.
She called me Tiger. I think she's patriotic.
And what about you?
I'm fine. I'll be leaving as soon as I'll be leaving in 2.5 minutes.
Oh, so this is like legit, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Look at that whole app there that I figured out. I figured out how to download this.
Okay, cool.
And use it.
Everybody else was crying.
Right. Anybody who, everyone being anyone who listens to the Traveling Tights podcast, which is...
I'm going to end up
which is, well, seven if you count Angry Taven. And... his girlfriend because he makes her.
It's funny. All right. Now, do we want to do any appetizers? Do we need a couple minutes? Do you want me to put your drinks in? Come back. Chips and salsa. Yeah, sure.
Stripes. Wow.
I'm one. Stripes guy. All right. Well, I believe you. You seem honest.
Do you have an honest face?
You do, a little bit, yeah.
Michael died this time.
Okay, guys. Tear filled. All right, guys. Well, let me put your drinks in, and I'll be back in a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
You too, dude.
Wow.
I like her.
Wow.
She's got spice.
That got dicey.
There's
no doubt you are getting your food sneezed on.
No. She was having a tough day. You just brightened up her day. She got to take it out on you a little bit. That's what she needed.
Is that body though? Her boyfriend didn't look that scrawny.
No, he's not that scrawny. He's skinny, but he's not like scrawny.
Right.
I was thinking, like,
yeah, scrawny was her words.
Yeah.
Like sickly.
Why? Gory doesn't look sickly.
I don't know. You're trying to get the same hair as you, though, but it's just not pulling.
Well, not everybody can pull this hair off. It's me and Hitler.
Yeah. Sherman's Jewish.
Hey, sorry about that. Well, I didn't say I was a big fan of him. I just happened to have his hair.
So,
Cole Cabana now hates me.
It's like the same as
two and a, yeah, like 2 hours, 40 minutes. And that's all the way home, like to Saratoga, not to Albany.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's not a bad ride. It's just my morning is what sucks. I got to be up way too early.
Oh, I'm going to cry like a man. Cry like as hard as I can.
Yes, I can.
And if you had a heart, then maybe you'd start to understand.
Hi, this is Tony, Mr. USA Atlas, WWE Hall of Famer, and welcome to the sisterhood of the Traveling Tights.
Well, that'll pretty much wrap up this week's Traveling Tights. Gotta thank my man Bobby Fish for making a valiant effort to try to bring some sort of content to the show. Regardless of the level of quality, he made some moves, and I appreciate that. Don't forget to collect every episode of the Traveling Tights. We are now available for download on iTunes. Subscribe to it. It goes directly to whatever you subscribe with. And you can even get all the back episodes. Make sure you if you have not listened to the first episodes of this new season, go get them. Download them now because they are going to start disappearing. In the words of Ponyboy, nothing gold can stay. And that goes for Traveling Tights Podcast as well. If you'd like to invite myself or Bobby Fish to your next wrestling event or comedy show doing the stand-up thing, make sure you get a hold of me on Twitter at The Dalton Castle or follow Bobby at The Bobby Fish. And be sure to check him out each week on Ring of Honor Television. Find it at ROHWrestling.com. For Bennett, Taven, Bobby Fish, the TGI Fridays waitress, I'm Dalton Castle, saying to you, you have been moosic to my ears.
There's no doubt you are getting your food sneezed on.